With your permission. Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim Vadunai Birachet Avraham Bakol. This is our minhag on Rosh Chodesh to say this sentence three times after Halel, after Shacharit. I say Avraham Zaken, Avraham is old, Baba Yamim. Hashem berach et Avraham bakol, Hashem give Avraham everything. Of course, the Gemara tells us bakol numerical value is 52, and Ben, his son, is also 52. But of course, this has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. And on Rosh Chodesh, they say segula, for long life, good life. They say that sentence, Avraham zaken ba bayamim, Hashem berach et Avraham bakol. What does Segula, what has to do with Rosh Chodesh? Or what you say it on Rosh Chodesh? And then the Torah is going to talk the subject of Shiduchim. A thousand years ago, there was a Chatan in the Bet Knesset. They used to take the Torah out. And they used to read that chapter. Besides the parasha, what they used to read this chapter that talks about finding a shidduch for Yitzchak, since this guy is getting married, the chatan is getting married, what we call Shabbat chatan, either the Shabbat before he got married, or the Shabbat after he got married, they used to take the Torah and read this chapter. It's a nice minhag. Of course, today, now in our time, we don't have this minhag anymore. But Chachamim instituted this kind of minhag. To read what we're going to learn tonight, Bezrat Hashem, about finding Shidduch for Yitzchak, for the Chatan. This is Baruch Hashem, he already found the Kala. Maybe you should have read it before he found the lady. But the minhag again was when he got married, Shabbat Chatan, or the Shabbat before he gets married, then you read this parasha. It's too late now. Well, he found it. It is segula for somebody to find his mate. He found his mate already. It says the Torah that Avraham Avinu called up his slave. It doesn't say his name Eliezer. Of course he has a name, Eliezer. His title, Parashat Lech Lecha, Damesek Eliezer, Doleu Mashkim Miturat Rabo, the one who was Rosh Yeshiva, tells the halachot, all the time the halachot, Rosh Yeshiva. He comes to Torah and says, the Kan Beto, the Gemara says, Avraham trusted him so much, Avraham gave him the keys for all the safes that he had. The Kan Beto says the Gemara, Zivi Kunin Domelo, the light that Avraham had on his face, Eliezer had the same light. Zivi Kunin Domelo doesn't mean that the shape of Eliezer was the shape of Avraham. But the light, what we call Femare, he said it was holy man. And we say in Shemonesre Barchenu Avinu, כולנו כאחד באור פניך. הדלם שמונה עשרה, עושים שלום, יעסק הקדוש ברוך הוא. Please bless us with the light. כי באור פניך, because of the light, נתת לנו תורה וחיים, אהבה וחצי, צדקה ורחמים, ברכה ושלום. All the things that you get from הקדוש ברוך הוא, you get from the light. יעסק הקדוש ברוך הוא, please bless us with the light. ברכנו, אבינו, כולנו כאחד באור פניך. That light, the Gemara says, Eliezer and Avraham had the same light on the face. That's how great this guy is. Amoshel bechol ha'shelo, says the Zohar, says the Gemara, Moshel beyitzro. That Eliezer controls his yetzer hara. Besides being Rosh Yeshiva, besides his face, is the light that comes from his face is like the light of Avraham Avinu, also controls his yetzer hara. Rav Avinu calls him up and says, listen, what I want you is I want you to swear to me. Don't take any girl from this nation of it. You go to my land. She go over there. Haran. This is Nachor's, Abraham's brother. This is Betuel, his son. This is they live over there in Haran. Go over there and take your wife from there. Says the Gemara that Eliezer had a daughter, he wanted to intermarry with Avram. Avram said, no, you can't, you're from Canaan, you're from that nation, you're cursed by Noah, I'm not going to intermarry you. Go to my family and go find over there a girl that's suitable for Yitzchak. Please swear to me, Avram does not trust him without swearing, or Shushiva, it doesn't matter. Avram does not trust him. He says, you must swear to me that you're going to do what I tell you. I don't want you to go and find me a girl. You have the authority to do kiddushin for the girl. Therefore, I want to make sure this is the instruction. You got to go to my family, and over there you find a girl. And if the girl doesn't want to come, let me nikita mishbuati, then you're off the hook, and you come back, we'll find the shiduch to Yitzchak over here for my friends, Aner Shkolo Mamre, we find, maybe not Lot, maybe not Ishmael, Machshimo, we find the girl. But in the meantime, swear to me, you go to Haran, you find a girl. Of course, the first question is, Avram should have gone himself. It's a mitzvah. It's obligation. People think, my son needs to go find a shidduch, he goes out, he finds. It's the obligation of the father to find a shidduch. For the daughter and for his son. Av chaya bivno lemulo livdoto lasiyo yusha. It's obligation of the father. It's not the father sits at home and the son goes around shopping. He goes here, he goes there, he's looking for a girl. The father has to do it. The father has to do it. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to find a shidduch. So you have Avraham Avinu with all the respect. You take the camel, you go. You go down there. You have to send Eliezer, that you don't trust him, you want him to swear. You go on a camel, the Gemara says the way takes 17 days. Avram goes, Bechavod, goes on vacation. Baruch Hashem. He got married, Baruch Hashem later, he lived to 175. Baruch Hashem is not so bad. Zaken Baba Yamim doesn't mean exactly he's very, very old. And it's a mitzvah to find a shidduch for your son. And you said, you told him the instructions, you go yourself, what do you have to send him? For what are you sending him? You don't trust him, and you want him to swear. Go, take the camel, go over there. No. Don't know his name. The slave, can't say the whole parasha, the slave, what's the slave? I know it's not, the Torah already said his name. We know what his name is, Eliezer, Rosh Hashiva. He has light from his face. Controls his Yetzirah. Avram gives him the keys for all his slaves. You call him the slave. So the whole episode, the whole story is going to be the slave. You don't even find his name in the parsha. What's the problem? Say his name. No name. Eved. Vayavu Eved, Vayelich Eved, Vayekum Eved, 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 a slave. Says the Torah. Vayekach Eved asara gmalim migmalei Adonav. Vayelich vortvan nav biyado. Avram gave him a letter. He signed everything to Yitzchak. And Eliezer takes, Rishonim say, 10 people, ten camels, 9 maybe together with him, 10. To say Birkat Erusin, says the Gemara. Birkat Erusin ba'asara. It says Birkat Erusin, you say, Yashekichonim tzvanu ala harayot, al nesuot, chupal tich barat ha-Hashem. Says the Gemara, this bracha was already established in time of Eliezer. You need 10 people for this. You go to Chupa. The first two brachot, Borei Pri HaGefen, it says Eliezer is having the authority now to make Kiddushin for the girl. It's in his hand. says the Torah, he gets to Haran. He goes to the well over there. Doesn't do what Abraham told him. Abraham told him, go to the house, speak to the people, tell them I'm here to see your girl. If it's suitable, I'll have a kiddushin for her from Yitzchak. Ariat mikudeshet li Yitzchak ben Abraham. Stands in the well. He tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akrina lefana ayom. Vaseh chesed, im Adoni Abraham, please, do kindness with my master Abraham. So I'm staying in here in the well. I said, Baya Nara, the girl will come. And I'm going to ask her, please tilt your pitcher and give me to drink. And she will answer, I'll give you to drink and then I'll give you camels. That's the girl. Tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what he's going to do. What he's going to do? Says the Gemara, Sha'al Shelo Kehogen. Says the Gemara, you, Mr. Eliezer, you didn't do the right thing. You don't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu instruction. You don't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm standing at the well, and the girl is going to come, and she's going to give me water, and to my camels, that's the girl. Excuse me, you have a mission, you have instruction from Avraham. Even if you don't have, you don't stand over there, and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu ideas. Who are you? Tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're standing here, Hashem, you're going to send the girl. When Hashem is to listen to you, says the Gemara, Sha'al Shelo Kehogen. He didn't ask the right way. Nevertheless, comes the Gemara and says Hashem answered him. Says the Gemara, you should not have said like this. He says the girl can come. Maybe she's half blind. Maybe she doesn't see well, even though she has beautiful eyes. Rav Khan came to a boy. He said, I have a shidduch for you. He says, I have a girl that she has such a beautiful eye, the other eye always looked at that eye. But in English, it's called cross-eyed. Says the Gemara, what you, Eliezer, standing over here, and you saying, the girl's going to give you water, that's the girl. Says the Gemara, maybe she's half blind. Maybe she doesn't have the 2 feet. Maybe she has a foot from wood, the Gemara says. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, Hashem answered it here, Baruch Hashem, says the Torah, Rivka came, and Eliezer ran over to her, asked her, please give me water, and she said, I give you water as well to your camels. Baruch Hashem, that's the right designated girl. And says the way it says in the text, Eliezer took right away a bracelet, and an earring put on her nose, bracelet on her hand, and it says, Mazal Tov, Areat Mekudeshet Yitzchak Ben Avraham. Finished. Says the Gemara, you know, there are 3 more people that spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. And then 2 of them, Hashem did answer the same answer to Eliezer. They didn't fall in the trap. But the 4th one fell in the trap. Says the Gemara, the next one is Kalev ben Yefune in Sefer Shoftim. Gilgul of Eliezer, says the Ari. He said, whoever is going to capture the city, Kirat Sefer, is going to give him his son, Achsa, to be his wife. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Maybe Mamzer, maybe somebody not good is going to be able to capture the city, you're going to give your daughter to him? Shouldn't say this. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, Hashem answered him right. Otniel ben Knaz, the chief of Am Yisrael, Talmid Chacham, Rosh Yeshiva, he captured the city, Kirat Sefer, and he got married to Achsa. Says the Gemara, the next one is Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech said he's going to give his daughter to the one who's going to kill 30 Palestinians. Hamas. Suicide bomber. Says the Gemara, you're going to give your daughter to this guy? Oh, how do you know who is going to kill them? Maybe Mamzer. Maybe somebody that good. Says the Gemara, Hashem answered the tefillah of the request of Shaul HaMelech. And Baruch Hashem came David. David killed the 30 Mechablim, the 30 Hamas, and then he married Shaul's daughter. So says the Gemara, 3 out of 4, Hashem answered them right. Whatever they requested, Hashem did it. The 4th one is Yiftach. Yiftach HaGiladi, it says he was one of the judges that we had, And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm going to win Bnei Amon, then I come back from the war, the first one that comes out of my door is going to be a sacrifice. According to Chachamim, that's what happened. He says he won the war, he came back home, his daughter came out of the door, and eventually he slaughtered his daughter for a sacrifice. Refuah Shlema. So the question is, if Tach was also a holy man, judge, Hashem did not answer him. He says, how come Hashem answered the request of Eliezer, Hashem answered the request of Kalev, Hashem answered the request of Shaul, did not answer the request of Yiftach. Hashem disregarded, and he fell in a trap, and he killed his daughter. Comes the Torah, and says, Baruch Hashem, after he gave her the bracelet, then he asked her, who are you? I said, hey, mister, excuse me. Avram told you to go to his family. So first you gave her a bracelet, and you gave her an earring, and you say, Aret Mikudeshet Yitzchak Avinu. And now you ask her, what's your name? You should have asked right away, what's her name? Maybe she doesn't belong to the family. Avram told you specifically, go, make sure she is from my family, not any girl over there. So you make a path, you make a your own rule, you stand next to the well and you do such a thing? What right you have? Then she said, okay, I'm the daughter of Betuel. I says, fine, perfect. Sister, can I come to your house? There's a place to stay over there one night. She said, you can stay more nights and many nights. Come to my house. Comes to the house. Hello? Says the Gemara, Betuel, her father was the king of Aram. White trash. The lowest of the lowest. But he was the king of Aram. Eliezer come inside and says, I am Eliezer. I would like to talk to you. I said, well, they know already. The Torah says that Rivka went home and she told her mother, Mazal Tov, I'm engaged. 3 years old, you're engaged to who? He doesn't even have his face on Facebook. Who is the guy? I don't even know his name. He's from Israel. They say he's my cousin. 37. You three? He's 37. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Nobody says anything. He comes to the house. They put food on the table. He said, first I want to give you a speech. Okay, so I'll give you a speech. Started the speech, Eved Avraham Anochi. I'm the slave of Avraham. What if you say you're slave of Avraham? It's true, you're slave of Avraham. I'm a messenger. I'm Rosh Hashiva. I have the keys of Avraham's safes. I work with Avraham. It says, opening statement. Eved Avraham Anochi. I'm slave of Avraham. Okay, fine. I says, okay, let me tell you what happened. Okay. See, today I came. I left today. Something should have taken 17 days. Took me three hours. Here I am. I came to the well, and I prayed to God. Says the Gemara, Eliezer and his family didn't believe in Hashem. They believed in Avodah Zarah. Even Avodah Zarah, he tells them, he's a Mikubal. He comes, I was standing next to the well. He says, I said to Hashem, listen, I'm here to look for a shidduch. Avram, my master, sent me over here. And he has a Baruch Hashem, a son. And he's very wealthy, Baruch Hashem. And he told me, go look for shidduch for my daughter, for my son, with my family. And I was standing next to the well. I told Hashem, listen, the girl that comes, and I'm going to ask water, and she will give me water, and she'll offer to give my camels, that's the girl. And that's what happened. That's what happened. The girl came, I asked her for water, and Baruch Hashem, she gave me water and she offered to give my camels. Then I asked her name, he changed the story, the Gemara, the Chachamim said. I said, anyway, I asked her name, she said, Rivka, I said, perfect, here. Come over here, give her the bracelet, Ariat Mekudesh Yitzchak Ben Avram, Mister, you honor the king, your daughter is engaged. Is engaged? If it be my daughter, I would call the police on the spot. Stranger came, he's standing over there next to the well, He gives my daughter a thing. He says, Mekudeshet. What kind of nonsense is this? I said, you made my daughter Kala? To whom? Did you ask me? Did you discuss with me? Now you're going to take my daughter out of the country. I'll never see my daughter again. What kind of business is this? Instead they say, Me Hashem yatza adavar. It's from God. God sees when you believe in God. From the statue, he said. He said, from the statue. I said, Me Hashem yatza adavar. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Shiduch. What is Shiduch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why you agree? You don't even know who the guy is. They never knew Yitzchak. They never saw Yitzchak. What kind of business is this? Who is this guy? The guy is a thief. Who is the guy? His false passport. You don't even know. He saw this guy before. A stranger came to the house. He said, I am a slave of Abraham and I made your daughter Kala to his... To, what are you talking about? Who are you? Where is your passport? Who are you? Mashem. The guy is telling me, no, he's become a Mekubal. He's standing next to the well. He said, the girl, what can I do? That's how you make Shiduchim. I'll tell you how you make Shiduchim. You go out 3, 4, 5 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, and you ask, and you discuss, and you this, and you take her here, you take her there, you go to the family, you give a hard time to a mother, a hard time to a father, finally you get engaged, and then you get divorced. But you don't get engaged like this. What's the matter with you? What happened to you? Since when you have these things? Then the Torah says, in the morning, he wants to leave, he said, no, let you stay. And the Torah says that Lavan, his mother, wanted to stop it. I mean, they regretted or something else, the Chachamim said, let's call Rivka. Let's call Rivka. Let's ask Rivka if she wants to go. She's 3 years old. So come, they call Rivka. I said, you want to go with this guy? I said, who? With this guy? This guy, he gave you the bracelet. He said he lives in Israel. He said he's the slave of Avraham Avinu. He said there's a guy over there you engaged to. You want to go? She said, I'm going even if you don't want. What kind? 3 years old talking like this. What kind of business is this? I'm going to go with him. You don't even know where you're going. You're never going to come back. You're never going to see your father. You're never going to see your mother. Her father is dead anyway. You're never going to see the country. Nothing. Her father was the king of Aram. What's the matter with you? I'm leaving, goodbye. Even if he doesn't, if they don't want me to go, I'm leaving. 3 years old, but it's America. In America. Somebody gets up in the morning, he says to his parents, goodbye, you're never going to see him again. He goes to the Port Authority, and that's the end of it. But Rivka talks like this. Where do you have this idea in your head? Then the Torah says, again, the slave, he takes Rivka, and then, and they gave Rivka some girls to go along with her. They come to Eretz Israel also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle. They come right away to Eretz Israel. They say, Yitzchak Aminu. She said, Mazal Tov. Yitzchak takes her, brings her to the tent. Mazal Tov. I said, you go out with the girl. What's the matter with you? The slave brought a girl. Good. Then they take her for a date. A coffee, Starbucks, Manhattan, Hilton. Go on here, there, there. What's the matter with you? She said, Gemara, no. She came in, took 10 people, Bekat Nisuin, Sheva Brachot, Mazal Tov, finished. Why was Mazal Tov? Comes the Gemara with a statement like this. That even though in the Torah, when Hashem gave us the Torah, and He told Moshe how to write the Torah, there's not of halachot that we know from the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe just to write one letter, one word, a hint of something, and from this you have a whole Gemara from this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched the words of the Torah. Because if we're going to have the Shulchan Aruch in the Torah would cost $1 billion, maybe more. The Hashem made it small. This is the Gemara, the halachot, that we know are learned from letters, from hints in the Torah. Hashem so-called saves every word. This is Parasha, says the Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells in details what happened with Eliezer, with Avraham, details back and forth. He goes here, he comes there, he stands there. And he says all the things. At the end of the whole story, that's what he did. He comes to the house, he repeats the whole story. Then the Torah writes again the whole thing, what he's saying over there. Even though it's almost the same words, it's happened. So why does Hashem have to repeat it? Says the Gemara, well, let me tell you. Hashem loves Sichatan Shel Avdei Avot Yoter Mitoratam Shel Banim. Means like this. Hashem loves so much Eliezer, the way Eliezer speaks, even though that the Torah already said what happened, Hashem wrote in the Torah again what Eliezer is saying in the house of Betuel, even though it's not necessary, because we know the story already. We know he came to the well. We know he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know he gave her the bracelet. We know everything. Hashem wrote it in the Torah again, the whole story. To tell you, says the Gemara, Hashem loves it. Hashem loves the dialogue, the discussion, the tefillah maybe, of Avdei Avot, the slave of Avraham Avinu, more than the Torah. Hashem loves that story more than the Torah. Why Hashem loves the story more than the Torah? Comes the Gemara and tells us, he says in the Navi, that Yimach Shimo, the first Saddam Hussein was Sancheriv. Sancheriv took the 10 tribes, and he threw them behind Sambatyon, someplace around the world, we don't know where it is. 10 tribes disappeared. And after he took the 10 tribes, all of them, none of them was left in Eretz Israel, he is going to make a siege in Yerushalayim to destroy Beit HaMikdash and Yerushalayim and the rest of Am Israel, Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin. Says the Navi that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I'm begging you, watch this city. Don't let this Saddam Hussein destroy Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, you should know how holy this guy was, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Was supposed to be Mashiach, was very, very holy. Not only the Gemara says, he used to give free oil to everybody to sit and learn at night time. He forced people to learn at night. People came from the job, from work, children. Says the Gemara says, he gave him oil. He said, study. He himself was very holy as well. So ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save this town. Save Am Israel from this guy Sancheriv. He wants to destroy Beit HaMikdash. He's around Beit HaMikdash. He's around Yerushalayim with millions of soldiers, just 185,000 officers. Says the Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back to him. He was a Navi, Chizkiyahu was a Navi. Hashem said, you know what, I'm going to protect the city. I'm going to protect the city Bizchut David HaMelech. Even though that Chizkiyahu was a tzaddik, says the Gemara, Kol ha-tole bizchut atzmo, tolim lo bizchut acherim. He said, it doesn't matter how holy you are. If you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I need this. Even though that you holy, even though you have mitzvot ma'asim tovim, you should never tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, that Hashem should do it for you. If you said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this, says the Gemara, Hashem will not answer your tefillah. Hashem answers your tefillah if you say, Bizchut HaTzadikim, help me. But if you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me, because, you know, I'm religious. Baruch Hashem, I keep Shabbat. Baruch Hashem, I give free oil for people, I give tzedakah, I do this. Hashem doesn't answer. Hashem protected Yerushalayim, not because Chizkiyahu was a tzaddik, because David HaMelech. Says the Gemara, Tole be'achirim, if you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Bizchut atzadikim, bizchut others, help me, Hashem helps you because of your zechuyot as well. But you should never ever pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I need this, Hashem, I need this, give me this, give me this. He says, why Hashem should give it to you? Because, you know, I'm a good boy. I behave. I'm a good Jew. Why shouldn't I? Says the Gemara, Hashem will never give it to you. If Hashem would give it to you, it is chut tzadikim. Says the Gemara, ha, that's how you have to pray. When you pray, you should never pray and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything because you want it, because you deserve it. Even if you deserve it, you should not say that. Since the Gemara, you know, you want to bring Mashiach, I'll tell you how to bring Mashiach, very easy. Kol ha'omer davar b'shem omro mevi gula la'olam. Says the Gemara, in Gilat Esther, Mordechai heard the big time Vateresh, Shnei Sarisei HaMelech, the servants of Achashverosh, they want to kill Achashverosh. Says the Megillah, Mordechai went and told Esther. Says the Megillah, Esther went and told Achashverosh b'shem Mordechai. The name of Mordechai. He says, Mordechai. She didn't tell him who Mordechai is. They told him, this guy, this rabbi, he is over there at the gate. He heard that two people want to kill him. Says the Megillah story. Atomer Esther LaMelech b'shem Mordechai. Esther told Achashverosh with the name of Mordechai. Says the Gemara, from that thing, eventually with the Megillah, you see what happened one day. One of happened, Achashverosh could not sleep. They brought the diary, and was read from the diary that somebody saved Achashverosh's life. It says Mordechai once saved Achashverosh's life. Eventually Achashverosh put Mordechai on the horse. Eventually Haman had to lead the horse. Eventually Haman fell on Esther and they hung Haman. So what the whole thing happened is because Esther told Achashverosh, Mordechai, he heard the two people want to kill you. If Esther would have said to Achashverosh, Your Honor, I think two people want to kill you. I say, I'm telling you this. By the way, I heard it from somebody. I saw it on the internet. What difference does it make? Trust me. They want to kill you. The Gemara says anyway. He tried. He says they gave him to drink and the glass was poison. He gave it to a dog and the dog died. So, Esther doesn't have to tell him it's Mordechai. What if you tell him Mordechai? Me, Esther, I'm telling you. So if Esther would have done it, Achashverosh would never have killed Haman. Achashverosh would not put Mordechai on the horse. The whole Yeshua started from that. Says the Gemara, the Geula is going to come because if you say something in the name of somebody else. Says, why? Why? Says the Gemara says, look, Megillat Esther, look, the hero Esther. You know what Esther, what Esther did? Esther, Megillat Esther, you know what Esther did? What Esther did? So Esther went to the king and asked for his giver. Nah. What Esther did, she told the Achashverosh that Mordechai heard the big time material, they want to kill him. That's Megillat Esther. And it says, Nafshi kafala, I call to you at the end of 18, David, after we have all the requests, we pray to Hashem. Say, I won't tell you Hashem, I am nobody. Nobody. If you say you nobody, I say, what you want, I tell you what I want. I say, Leman Shmach. Do it for your name. Don't do it because I pray to you, and I need Barchenu, Refaenu, Shmakolenu, Tkabesh Vagadol Cherutenu, Tzlach Lanu, Ashivenu, Honenu. It says, no, Hashem, listen, I told you what I need. But why do I deserve it? Not because I'm Shomer Shabbat, not because I eat kosher food, not because this. Aseh leman shmach, for your name, Hashem. Aseh leman yiminach, for your righteousness. Aseh leman kedushatach, for your holiness. Aseh leman toratach, not man torati. I learn, I study, I say tehillim. Hashem will never listen. But Tome Esther LaMelech b'shem Mordechai. Says the Gemara, you want to make Mashiach, it's the same thing. Don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give bring Mashiach because you want Mashiach. Hashem bring Mashiach for my neighbor. Hashem bring Mashiach for somebody else. Not for you. For you will never come. He says, as long as you do for somebody else, you can do anything in the world. If you do for yourself, you can't do anything in the world. And that's really the story. That's how the story goes. Avraham Avinu, if he would have gone to look for Shiduch, would have gone over there to the house, sit down, discuss it. Mazal Tov, yeah, family, how are you? What are the shock? You have a daughter? Avram, goodbye. Stop talking to me about my daughter. Your son is 37, Yitzchak, Peot, Zakan, Sombrero, Tehilim, Tikun Chatzot. What is this? My daughter. You know, she's from Beverly Hills. What's the matter with you? She's 3 years old, he's 37. You're crazy. You have guts to talk to me? Get out of him before I arrest you. Avram could have prayed all day long. Hashem won't listen. Avram is so smart, he says, you know what? I'm going to send somebody else. So who is this guy? This is Rosh Hashiva. This is, somebody has a light on his face, the same light like Avram has on his light, on his face. This is guy that controls his Yetzirah. This is a guy that he is the manager of the house, he's the chief of staff of the house of Avraham Avinu. And says to me, you know, you go over there. I don't trust you because you're from Canaan, and Canaan is not a good person, he's your uncle, and Canaan is a liar, and Canaan is not pure. I don't trust you 100%. I trust you a little bit. You go over there, you find the shidduch. And he says, okay, I know what to do. Look. I'm standing in the well. I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen. Ba'aseh chesed im Adoni Avraham. He doesn't say, listen, I'm here on a mission. It's my job. I'm the messenger. Hashem, help me to find the shidduch. Never! If you say like this, Hashem will send you a girl, a blind girl. A girl with one foot. But if you ask Bizechut Avraham, you ask with somebody else married, then you see Hashem will answer you. Even you should not have done it, says the Gemara. But Hashem answered you right. Because it's not for your benefit and it's not for your merit. It's Bizechut Avraham. The rest of the Torah tells you in details that Eliezer stands over there and says, Hashem, please, I'm here to look for Shiduch. I say, when you look Shiduch, go to the house. No, you don't understand. If I go to the house, they can arrest me. He says, you came over here, you asked our daughter to go to Israel? You're crazy. I'm the king over here, she is 3. What business? Who are you at all? You have a passport? I haven't got a passport. I just ran away from Iran. I got no passport. You got no passport? Put him in jail right away. What do you think? Nobody knows him. He says, you can say whatever you want. I said, this guy's entity, Eved Avraham Anochi. There's no name of this guy. What, who are you? I'm the slave of Avraham. Says the Gemara, you know what he did? He says, Rosh Hashiva. Says the Gemara, says Rosh Hashiva, yeah. He says, what do you think he does the whole day? He says, my master Avraham says this is the halacha. My master Avraham says this is the halacha. Enough already, you Rosh Hashiva already. You have light on your face. You control your Yetzirah. Avraham trusted you, he gives you all the keys. He says, listen, when I say anything, I say my master Avraham, even though my uncle told me, hate your master. I don't hate him, I counted his head. I'm the slave of Avraham, I'm the slave of Avraham, I'm the slave of Avraham. He says, I'm nobody, I'm the slave of Avraham. Hashem, please do kindness with my master Avraham. For this, says the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Eliezer so much. For this, Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending Rivka. He says, he doesn't even ask her name. I'm sure that's the girl. I'm sure that's the girl. Because when you pray like this, Hashem answered you for sure. But if you pray for yourself, maybe yes, maybe not. If Abraham would have gone, maybe yes, maybe not. But Eliezer, Since Avraham knows him very well, that since he's, even his Rosh Hashiva, Avraham hears, all the time he says, my master Avraham, my master, so stop here, master Avraham, it's me, senior vice president. Me, I'm the CFO, what can I do for you? I'm a slave of Avraham, that's my title. I'm nobody, I'm doing a job for my master. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asi Chesed. He says, that does the job. Says the Gemara, that's Hashem loves more than the Torah. For this Hashem repeated the story twice in the Torah. He says, what? Yafesi Chatan Shel Avdei Avot. Not the Torah, the Gemara says, Yafesi Chatan Shel Eliezer. No. Since this guy the whole time said, I'm the slave of Avraham, Hashem helps. Please, Hashem, help my master. He come to the house, ask him, yes? He says, let me tell you first. I haven't got my passport, but I'm the slave of Avraham. Don't need the passport. What can you do for you? He says, well, I went to the well, and I saw the girl, and I gave her birth. I said, oh, yeah? Me Hashem yatzah davar. What? You said from Hashem? When was the last time you said Hashem's name? Last time you said Hashem's name was in last life. You do Avodah Zarah. What kind of business is this? Chachamim, that's the whole thing. If you pray for somebody else, and if you do a job for somebody else, and you do it for somebody else's merit, for somebody else's chut, it's a guarantee. And they're not going to tell you, Yitzchak is 37, Yitzchak has a beard, he's a peot, he's shorty, he's overweight, he's limping, he doesn't see well, he has glasses, he doesn't hear well. It doesn't matter. That's the shiduch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter. I don't have to see the groom. I don't have to see the bride. I'm the king of Aram. She's going to go to Israel. I'll never see her again. I'm not going to tell her, come home. Mommy wants you. Come home. Give birth over here next to you, mommy. She'll take care of you. What kind of business is this? She says, nothing. Me Hashem yatzah hadavar. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it goes, the Chachamim, that's only for Shiduchim, it goes for business, it goes for Refuah Shelema, it goes, the Torah wants to teach you that you should always say, I need it, but not because I deserve it. I deserve nothing. It can be Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the holiest of the holiest, could have been Mashiach, says the Gemara. The minute he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you may see how good I am, see how good I behave, please protect the city. Hashem said, not for you. For David, not for you. You ask for yourself. The minute Iftach said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I come back from the war and I win the war, the one that come out of me, you win the war. Are for you. His daughter comes out of the house, tragedy. But Eliezer, Caleb, Shaul didn't say anything for themselves. Nothing. He says, whoever is going to go is going to kill 30 Mechablim, 30 Fadayun, 30 Hamas. If he'll do the job over there, I'll give my daughter. It's not my zechut. It's not me. It's not my idea. It's not my merit. It's somebody else. For this Hashem answers, yes, okay, I'll do it for you. But if you say, my thing, me, Hashem doesn't answer you. Maybe he'll do it, maybe he won't do it. A guarantee, the shidduch goes straight. This is no meeting of parents, no dating half a year or two or three or five or seven. It says blind date. But bizechut Avraham Avinu, bizechut of Yitzchak Avinu, zechut Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, zechut Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You have this in mind when you do any business act, when you need refuah shelema. We need anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you pray. But you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I deserve nothing. Nafshi ke'afal la'kol tiyeh. The Chachamim, when they made the 18, they put it in the 18, Elokai. The Tosh Nimra says, whatever I ask you, I am nobody. So why do you ask it? I have no zchuyot. Ma'at. Seleman Shmach, Seleman Minach, Seleman Tataratach, Manach Tidach, Hashem Nechav Aneni, Hashem Nechav Aneni, Hashem, you help me. But you help me not because I deserve it. I deserve nothing. Even if you know that you do deserve, means nothing. Hashem does not like it. And Vigul Alam is called Esther. It says, she said to the king, Mordechai did it. It says, she would have said, I'm the queen, your honor. Somebody wants to kill you. I said, we would be still in Iran. It says the zechut is you say maybe b'shem chaviro. It says it's the zechut of Mordechai. This is the zechut of Mordechai. She said the zechut of Mordechai. She says Mordechai, it's not Mordechai's zechut. She put Mordechai over there at the gate. It's not Mordechai's zechut. Why did he end up at the gate? She could have told Achashverosh, listen, remember the Jew? I told you put in the gate. He, it doesn't matter. I told you to bring Mordechai. It's not Mordechai. It's me. I brought him over here. He's my salesman. She said, no. I told me, Esther HaMelech b'shem Mordechai. I says, that's what the Gemara tells us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves it so much, decided to write it in the Torah twice. It's more than halachot. Because it's mevi geula la'olam. You want Mashiach, you say, I want Mashiach for the zechut of Yitzchak Yaakov. Not because our generation, we learn, we do it. Says the Gemara, Chizkiyahu get free oil, and they all learn. Chubal all with neshamen, says the Gemara. Sanhedrin is gonna be destroyed because people learn Torah. But the zechut of it is not Chizkiyahu. You can't say, my zechut. Hashem, I need something. Bizechut of Yitzchak Yaakov, Asher Yosef David. Bizechut HaTzadikim. Hashem, please. Answer my request. Hashem answered instantly. You don't have to have preparation. And this is how he fulfilled the mission Eliezer. But this is because he is devoted himself to Abraham. He has nothing for himself. That's why the Torah doesn't say his name. All the time the Torah says, Eved. Slave is here, slave is there. He says, say already his name. No name, nothing. Because he doesn't have a name. His name is the servant of Abraham. This is the merit of Abraham. That's what Torah wants to teach us. Avraham Zaken Baba Amim. It says our minag. Rosh Chodesh. It's Avraham Zaken Baba Amim. What do you say this sentence? Why do you say this sentence? What's the secret of this sentence? That sentence means, that's what it means. Avraham Zaken Baba Amim says the Zohar, Avraham Avinu knew his life. How to handle his life. And it says Hashem Berachtav, Hashem gave him a blessing. And it says Hashem gave him a blessing. He's going to have a shidduch now. Yitzchak is going to have a shidduch. Hashem Berachtav Avraham Bakol. He has everything. Why he has everything? Because he devotes himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says, don't give it to me bizchuti. Anochi afar va'efer. He said, let's speak of Avraham Avinu. I'm nobody. Do it for your sake, not for me. And he says, Chachamim, this is what we say in Rosh Chodesh. Avraham Zaken Bamim, Shavat Avraham Kol Kol. He said, this is, Rabbi Bachai said, he says, the guy gets married, he used to read this thing in the Torah for him. They take a Sefer Torah on Shabbat, they used to read this paragraph about sending Eliezer. What are you trying to tell me? He says, you get married, you should know, this is your designated wife. Don't start after you get married, they say, she does this, I don't like it. If I would not have known, I would not have married her. You don't have to do nothing. He says, Bizchut Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, you have Shalom Bayit. Bizchut Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, you can have long life with your wife. He says, that is a message for the Chatan. That's a message for the Kala. And I know him. I met him. I went out with him. He's not the same person. Senora, listen. You marry this guy, Bizchut Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Blind date. Don't tell me. He's not smart. Look at Rivka. She knew Yitzchak was a professor. Why Yitzchak? But he went to Harvard University. What is this? You know how he looks? The picture of him? You know the picture of him. You know nothing about him. What you know is negative things. He's too religious for you, too fanatic for you, and too old for you. That's all. Couldn't say one good thing about him. If she would have seen him, who knows? She would run away from him. Child abuse, it's called. He's trying to catch her. So for this is the Chochmah, the wisdom of Avraham Avinu. Send Eliezer will pray, Bizchut Avraham, he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, this is the Shidduch, Baruch Hashem, Mazal Tov, for this Am Yisrael was built on this idea. And let's Hashem wrote this twice in the Torah to teach us how to handle our life and how our tefillot should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately, if not sooner. Have Mashiach, Rav Amin, Amen.